Talk Radio 570 KVI.
This is for Alon, all the hostages and their families. May they be home soon.
I can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive.
Musician John Ondrasik, best known for Five for Fighting, has released a new version of his hit song Superman, but this time it's dedicated to the Israeli hostages who are still being held in Gaza. The reimagined track is intended to bring global attention to their ongoing ordeal, and he hopes help lead to their release. Joining us now on the KVI studio line is none other than John Ondrasik himself. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Ari, pleasure to be with you.
So, I've been Jewish a very, very long time, and I've never heard your last name in synagogue before. I don't think you're Jewish, are you?
No, I am not Jewish. In my mind, one doesn't have to be Jewish to condemn the evil that is Hamas. One just merely needs to be human, have a heart and a soul, and I'm honored to support the families and the hostages.
That's really refreshing to hear, because unfortunately in the music community, especially like people like Macklemore and stuff, we see the complete opposite. So tell me how this whole thing came to be. Was this your brainchild? Did somebody come to you? How'd this whole thing happen?
You know, over the last, you know, ever since October 7th, 2023, I've released a couple songs kind of recognizing what Israel and Jewish people are going through. I had a song called Okay, We Are Not Okay. After a couple months after October 7th, that kind of impacted globally. I wrote a song for the hostages a few months back, but a couple weeks ago, Alon O.L.'s mother and her family reached out to me. Alon has been hostage, as you know, for 558 days, and they asked if we could do a musical collaboration. Alon is a fantastic piano player, and it was very clear that the song we should do was Superman. You might remember Superman was a song that recognized the heroes of 9/11, and one of the anthems that I was honored to perform at the Concert for New York. And of course, you know, October 7th is Israel's 9/11. And when they sent me the picture of Alon as a toddler wearing his Superman jammies, it was very clear that this was the song. And I'm very pleased that it's impacting.
That's beautiful. The music itself is very moving, even though we've heard the song before. I'll give you a little tidbit. When I was interviewing Dean Cain not too long ago, who was Superman in Lois and Clark, he told me he wishes he was actually Superman so he could go save the hostages. And actually, there was a comic book that was drawn when Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster died about Superman going and saving Jews in the Holocaust, that it was like revenge fantasy or fan fiction kind of deal, which came out as a tribute to them when they passed away. So you're now part of a long line of using this character for similar purposes.
Well, first of all, I love Dean Cain. He's a good friend of mine and a patriot. And, you know, the interesting thing is when I wrote Superman, I didn't realize that there were seven or other eight Superman songs. Probably wouldn't have done it. But, you know, my Superman song is a little different. The first line is, I can't stand to fly. And who wouldn't want to fly? My song is the fact that we all can't be Superman and that we're, at the end of the day, human. And with all our faults and I think that's one reason why it was embraced. And if you can look at anybody suffering right now from October 7th, these hostage families, Ari, you know, I'm sure you've talked about it, what they've been going through every day, waking up with their loved ones in chains in these tunnels for 17 months. You know, when I was in Israel and I was meeting with the hostage families, I had my son with me. He was 24 years old, the same age of many of the hostages. And I kept looking at him and imagining, what if it was him? And what if I was in these chairs of these hostage families? It is an outrage of humanity that we're still here 17 months later, and these hostages are still in Gaza. So I think if music can break through the noise, and you mentioned the silence of the music industry, which is a historical disgrace, but music has a way of cutting through the noise and humanizing these people. These are human beings, and it's not political, it's not religious, it's moral, and we need to get them home.
Couldn't have said it better myself. John, in the last few minutes we have you gotten any backlash from other people in the music community, the Hollywood community, about your efforts? Because you're very vocal, you're very out there talking about this kind of stuff when a lot of people are just keeping their cards to the chest, to the vest, or on the other side of this.
Well, I've certainly got the vitriol in line and, you know, the threats and all that comes with standing up for Israel. And I do get some messages from some of my musical friends, some of them that you know, and they say, yeah, I appreciate you saying this. But my response to them is, well, you know, that's what people said in 1938, and they were silent. And silence is complicity. And whatever you think you're risking, imagine being a hostage family. Imagine being a Jewish person right now. So I really, I have no sympathy for them. I think they're cowards. And imagine a world on October 8th if the big icons, Bono, Springsteen, Barbara Streisand, all came out supporting Israel and calling for the release of the hostages. I think we'd be in a different place. But alas, here we are, what we're doing. And Superman is now a song for the Jewish people as it was for the American people after 9/11. And I am honored that it is so.
I got to tell you, John, it's very, very moving. And for me, for a guy who's been so ramped up and so angry for these 18 months, things like the music really do cut through the noise. You know, we had the big hit at Eurovision last year, and then the next time I felt something was when your song came out. So really, thank you so much for doing this, because in a world where sometimes it feels like the world is against you, even though we have a lot of our Christian friends and we have a lot of friends like you out there, it feels very lonely, and I can only imagine what the hostage families are going through. So it was really amazing of you to take on this project.
Well, I appreciate that. And I think it's important for people to recognize, especially our Jewish friends, that the vast majority of Americans have their back. If you look at all the polls, they support Israel. They support everything about getting the hostages back. But of course, they're out screamed by the, you know, the radicals on our college campuses and in the media. So I think it is really important, not just the hostage families, but all our Jewish friends, including you, Ari, understand that people of sane character and moral compassion love you, support you, and we will through this whole thing. And I do see the tide turning, and I am optimistic.
The song is Superman. It's available wherever you get your downloads. You can watch the video over on social media channels. John Ondrasik from Five for Fighting, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you so much for doing this. It really means a lot.
My pleasure. Take care, buddy.
You have a good one. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
I'm only a man in a funny red sheet. Only a man looking for a dream. Only a man in a funny red sheet. It's not easy. It's not easy to be.